When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Legal Insight Podcast, where we delve into the intricate world of law, preparing you for the bar exam and beyond. Today, we're exploring the fascinating realm of copyright law, a cornerstone in protecting creative works and intellectual property. So, let's embark on this legal journey together. Copyright law, at its core, is about protection and balance. It's the legal framework that safeguards authors' and creators' rights while ensuring that the public can benefit from these works. As future lawyers, understanding this balance is key to navigating legal challenges in the creative world. Definition and purpose of copyright law. Let's start with the basics. What is copyright? In legal terms, copyright is a right granted by law to the creators of original works of authorship. This includes literary, dramatic, musical, artistic works, and certain other intellectual creations. This right allows creators to control and derive financial benefit from their work, typically for the duration of their lifetime plus a period of years after their death. The purpose of copyright law is twofold. Firstly, it encourages creativity and the production of original works by ensuring creators can profit from their efforts. Secondly, it contributes to the cultural and educational enrichment of society by allowing these works to be accessible to the public after the copyright term. Legal basis of copyright. The legal foundation of copyright law in the United States is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Article I, Section 8, Clause 8 empowers Congress to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. This clause, known as the Copyright Clause, is the bedrock of all U.S. copyright legislation.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Types of works protected. Copyright law protects a diverse range of works. This includes literary works like novels and poems, dramatic works including plays and screenplays, musical works, artistic works such as paintings, sculptures, and photographs, and certain types of technological works. However, the key criterion is originality. The work must originate from the author and possess a minimal degree of creativity. Formalities and registration. Historically, copyright law required formalities like registration and use of the copyright symbol. However, since the Berne Convention Implementation Act of 1988, these are no longer mandatory for copyright protection. Nevertheless, registering a copyright offers significant advantages, including public record of ownership and eligibility for statutory damages and attorney's fees in infringement lawsuits. Rights conferred by copyright. Copyright grants several exclusive rights to the owner. These include the right to reproduce the work, distribute copies, perform the work publicly, display the work publicly, and make derivative works. These rights enable creators to control how their work is used and monetized, forming the basis for copyright infringement claims. Imitations and exceptions. Now, let's talk about the limitations to copyright. One of the most important is the doctrine of fair use, which allows for limited use of copyrighted material without permission for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, or research. Determining fair use involves a complex analysis, a crucial aspect for any lawyer practicing in this field. Infringement and remedies. Copyright infringement occurs when someone violates any of the exclusive rights granted to the copyright holder. The law provides various remedies for infringement, including injunctions to prevent further violations and monetary damages to compensate for losses. In some cases, statutory damages can be awarded, which do not require proof of actual loss. Digital issues and recent developments. In our digital age, copyright faces new challenges. Issues like digital rights management, online piracy, and the impact of social media are at the forefront. Keeping abreast of recent legal developments in this area is vital, as the digital landscape continuously reshapes the way copyright law is applied and interpreted. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that copyright law is a dynamic and evolving field. It protects the rights of creators while fostering a rich, diverse cultural landscape. As future attorneys, your role in navigating and shaping this field is crucial. Thank you for joining us on Legal Insight Podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another fascinating area of law. Keep studying, keep learning, and remember, your journey in law is just beginning. Together, we're building the foundations for a successful legal career.